with that, we will go ahead and get the net started. Thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. Hope everyone's staying warm. We got some cold weather on the way here. And also, it looks like coming up Wednesday late afternoon, Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, we've got a good chance of some decent amount of snow coming also. They say possibly 6 inches. I've heard anywhere from 5 to 8. So Channel 5 WNEM was saying 6 inches. So get the snow shovels, get the snow blowers ready for Wednesday night. I'd like to thank everyone that came out to our club meeting Friday night. Had a good turnout at the club meeting. Got a lot accomplished there. I'd also like to thank everyone that came out for breakfast Saturday morning. Levi's, we had a good turnout there also. Let me break for a second. So trying out a different radio tonight. I know in the past, Ron and some other people had mentioned that there was some not as clear a signal, I guess, as it could have been running the net. So the little Yaesu FT1500 that I got up in Cadillac from Lou, W8LOU, picked that up and got the software to program that. So I figured give that one a try tonight and see how that sounds to everyone. One thing I did notice, the speaker on it is quite a bit smaller, and I'm sure you can hear me okay, and I can hear you, but it's definitely not as loud and clear and a little bit more tinny than the 2900 that I had been using. So anyway, with that, we'll go ahead and get the net started. Start off first with Rob, KC8SDL, and standby Ron. Rob, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
And likewise to you, my KD8 MMA to the group, so Charlie, go to Lima. A good copy, 5x5, but I should have mentioned it when you tested your radio. You just got a slight tinge of AC hum. Nothing to complain. I mean, you got a good signal, you're 5x5, so no big deal. It's like my old HF rigs. I got one that has a little AC hum, but it works anyways. But good evening, sir. Yeah, you're right about the weather. It got pretty chilly last night. I guess my friend WJV and Carol got down below zero. He said, "Yeah, I stayed home at the warm side of the door. That's what I'm gonna do tonight. It's gonna get pretty chilly tonight here, but other than that, doing well. I gotta go see the doctor tomorrow. Oh yes, never fails. I gotta see my foot doctor and another doctor. You get looked over, and that's going on tomorrow. So I'm glad I don't have any other appointments from tomorrow on, because Wednesday evening would not be a good day to get out and about because of the weather. So let me see here. Other than that, oh yes, I got a little kind of good news. I mentioned it on the gratitude that he cordially invited me to go to and mention this in May. Cannot wait, but unfortunately, like the Watcher House is now, you're not buying any more equipment. If you do, the Watcher will be changed. Oh, great, hi. So, but looking forward to going to the Hamvention and seeing us. So, okay, Mike, doing a great job. I'll hand it back to you, and take it away. KD8 MMH, KCSL.
All right, very good, Rob. Appreciate you joining us tonight, and thanks for the signal report. That I think that's what Ron mentioned, too, from my previous nets that I ran was a little bit of hum on there, AC hum, so... we'll see what we can do about that. It may be the power supply I've got here, but we'll try some different things. All right, next up we will go to Ron, KC8YVF, and standby Dave. Dave WADW. Ron, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike. Everyone on the net, hopefully I'm coming in okay tonight. I see my antenna's back up, acting up again. There's some days I get... full power and very little reflective, and right now I have as much reflective signal as I have transmit signal, which isn't good, so my SWR is about 3-1 at the moment. But 5 minutes from now it's something else, so I don't know what's up with this radio sometimes. But anyhow, yeah, you still got the hum on there. Your audio is clearer than it was before off the other radio, so but that hum is still in there that you had before, so... whatever works best for you, we can understand you either way, but yeah, the hum was there no matter what. So the common denominator, I guess, is the power supply and where you might have it, because switching the radios, that hum is still there, and that's the predominant noise that you have over anything else. So Let me break for a second. All right. Other than that, weekend was spent around here. Of course, we had Thursday night. Mike and I went up to Midland for their meeting. I did a presentation for them on Meshtastic, just kind of the basic run-through and some general things. We kind of ran out of time. Presentation that I have normally takes about an hour. I had about 45 minutes to do it, so we had to kind of hurry it up and cut it short a little bit. But got the message across at least. That was the good thing. Friday night was our club meeting. Did pretty good at that again. Not a real good turnout. Hopefully, again, it's February. It's cold, so hopefully we get a few more people as the weather warms up and the weather improves at least. And Saturday, we had the club breakfast in the morning, and then I had a dinner with some friends. My old motorcycle group did a dinner up in Freeland, and boy, was that kind of unexpected. It was at the 2nd Street Sports Bar, sports pub up there, and at 4:30 in the afternoon for dinner. And we've been to other restaurants, that's why we moved it earlier to 4:30. Usually it's not too packed. I got up there, and there wasn't a parking spot anywhere. I had to park about 150 yards away in Pat's supermarket parking lot and walk over. They had in a side room, they had a bridal party going on. In the main room, they had I don't know if it was a kid's birthday party or what, but it was probably, they had probably 30 to 35 people, parents and children. So a bunch of kids in our table, we had reservations right in the middle of all of these kids. So the sound level in there was quite excruciating, actually. The weird thing, all the women were basically dressed in sweatshirts, and all the men were dressed in dress shirts, ties, and jackets. I hadn't figured that one out. So the women, I guess, were taking care of the kids, and almost all of them had just a sweatshirt on, and all the guys were in at least dress shirts and ties, and some even had suit coats on. So not sure what that one was. So extremely busy, which kind of surprised us all. So we spent about an hour and a half there yelling back and forth across the table to try and visit with everyone because of the noise level that was there. So, yeah, Sunday was a lot quieter. We were home. I did watch parts of the Super Bowl. That was a boring affair unless you were an Eagles fan. I was kind of rooting for the Eagles anyhow, but that wasn't even a contest. It's like Kansas City went there with the expectations of we're going to win the game, so just give us the trophy now. And they weren't prepped to play that game at all. They got manhandled on every which way but lose. So the final score wasn't, they scored 22 points, but that was basically late in the third and fourth quarter, and the game had already been decided at that point. So, but the wife and I enjoyed it. We did our own Super Bowl party, just her and I had some wings and munchies and other things like we normally do. So we enjoyed the night the best that we could. So with that, Mike, back over to you, KC8YVF.
All right, very good, Ron. Thanks for joining us tonight. Question for you, too. Well, first of all, yesterday I went to, well, I saw something on Facebook last week about Krijak's in Bay City had a chicken dinner special on Sundays. It was either takeout for $8.99 or you could eat in for, said $13.99 for the four-piece chicken dinner, mashed potatoes, vegetable dressing, and then the soup and salad bar and a dessert. So I tried that out. I was surprised the place was empty. But anyway, it was very good. And the question I had, Ron, is I took it off the power supply and went direct to the battery and wondering if that made any difference. So how does that sound to you now, Ron?
The hum is gone. So there is a little tiny bit in the background, which I'm going to say is the radio at this point, but the dominating hum has been eliminated, KC8YVF.
All right, well, thank you. It's the power supply then, because like I said, I unplugged from the power supply and went direct to the battery. So All right, appreciate that. This is KD8MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Net on the KDAC repeater. And continuing on down with our list, next up we will go to Dave, WADW, and Standby Bob. Dave, good evening to you, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. KD8MMH, WADW. Okay, yeah, I did watch the Super Bowl. I was rooting for the Eagles. I figured that if the Eagles fell behind, I was going to turn it off and go do something else. But anyway, we played with the CQ Worldwide Reedy Contest yesterday. Didn't do anything on Saturday, and I did maybe 4 hours on Sunday. Ended up with 75 contacts, a lot of Europe, and had fun with that. And as far as Meshtastic, I was surprised. I looked at mine, at the nodes on there, and I had one node on there. It had one hop. It was from 101 miles away, and the it was at 17,000 feet. So must have been an airplane down by, and on the map it showed it down in the Detroit area. So there was, I was quite surprised with that. So Meshtastic, 101 miles away, one hop. Anyway, that's all I got this time around. I'll turn it back to you there, Mike. KD8MMH, WADW.
All right, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Yeah, that's quite phenomenal with the range on that Meshtastic, obviously from an airplane or something with that height. But and also, I watched the Super Bowl yesterday too. Most of it, missed bits and pieces of it. Primarily also for the commercials, which nothing really spectacular there. I know some years they have some pretty interesting and some good ones, but I didn't see anything that really stood out in the line of the commercials this year either. So, all right, continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and Standby Tom. Bob, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Good evening, Mike, and everybody else on the net. I had something pop in my head, but it popped out just as quick. I should have wrote it down. Oh, well. But I spent a week in Mexico, playa.com, and with some friends, the wife and some friends of ours. And everybody's sick but me. So I suppose I'm going to be getting something here shortly. Wife's sick. The other two couples we went to, they're sick. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, I don't have nothing yet, but if the wife's sick, I'm probably going to get it. I can't escape that, but we'll see what happens. But the weather was nice. The bad part is, though, we went to some New Year's Eve party, and everybody caught something from there, too, and I never fully recovered from that one. I'm still kind of, like, plugged up nasally, but so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I was going to mention something else, but maybe it'll come to me the next time around. Other than that, not much going on here. Just playing some radio today. Working on the basement floor, getting ready to we repainted part of it, and getting to repaint, you know, finish it off. I got it's kind of like a grinder-type deal with these teeth on it. It takes the old paint off, takes some of the cement off, too, but gets it right down to the cement. Takes time, because, you know, you're using like an angle grinder with this thing, and so, you know, you can do like a maybe a 3x3 or 4x4 foot section at a time, but it works pretty well. Works really good. But back to net. This is NAKPR.
All right. Very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us tonight. Hopefully you will stay healthy. Maybe you're the only one that didn't drink the water. Everyone else drank the water or something down there. Keep your fingers crossed. But, yeah, hopefully you stay healthy and don't catch what everybody else caught. I know a gentleman I used to work with, every winter they would go down, him and his wife, to Mexico for a couple weeks, Cancun and different areas down there. And after a while, he gave that up, and they've been going down to the Florida Keys. Duck Key, I guess, and some other keys that they did that the last few years that they went down. Anyway, very good. Appreciate it, Bob. Continuing on down our list, next we'll go to Tom, N8EUI, and Standby Mini. Tom, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is N8EUI. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well, staying warm. No, I have yet to get the any type of virus or illness, sickness, knock on wood. My wife and I, Barb, we've been staying inside a lot, and we haven't been exposing ourselves too much to the outdoors, but then anything could change. You know, you walk past somebody and catch their virus, so it's possible still to get ill this summer yet, so hopefully it won't happen. I've heard a lot of horror stories from people who have got that norovirus. It's a terrible, terrible stomach flu. Let me break real quick.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.